Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, I am Trebles Garcia, the humble host of this amazing adventure. And I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to enter your space and for tuning in to the most amazing podcast in the motherfucking planet. Ladies and gentlemen, I have an amazing episode lined up for all of you guys. But right before all of that, I need to let you know that ParanoidRadio.com is now, again, I'm elevating it. You could actually find the most amazing links. You could find Flash. You could find the most recent collaborators we've had on in the past 2 months. You could find them under special guests and links. And you could also stream absolutely free while you're still under construction. And you could watch the most two recent episodes, Unbothered, Unfiltered, and Unedited. Now, the countdown starts now, ladies and gentlemen. We are episode 191 tonight with Flashy for Flashy underscore News 1. And the countdown starts now to number 200, which allows me to bring in the most beautiful bonded people, the people that have the biggest hearts and the biggest brains. I don't want the biggest names. I don't want the biggest fellowship. I just want my friends, my colleagues that helped me build this giant empire that we're building together. I want the most humble people with the most beautiful intent to be with us. And we're going to bring in the Chosen Few podcast crossover on a massive sit down for our 200th episode, along with another free giveaway of t-shirts and hats. So stay tuned, because in the middle of December, right before my birthday, episode 200 will be in on deck, all power, all fucking minds, and everything else that comes with it. Also, ladies and gentlemen, I want to also remind you to drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as I enjoy making it. Please go ahead. It takes about 2 minutes. Go onto your Apple phone, open up Apple Podcasts, Google that fucking search our name, subscribe, and drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. Again, it allows other people to enjoy the show as much as we enjoy making it. Nah, here we fucking go. Jumping from the deep into the pool and setting the fucking mood. Striking while the iron is fucking hot. Liars, cowards, transgressor, culprits, and corrupt pieces of dog shit. Corruption, and I quote, "Corruption is a cancer that eats away at citizens' faith in democracy, diminishes in the instincts or innovation and creativity," end quote, Joe, piece of shit, Biden. Yet, we get ushered into a cycle of fear-mongering days and wasted turbulent nights, benchmarking the future for our children with false ballots in the reign of weak men killing innocent children, or better yet, retarded press speakers with polluted agendas that promote and glorify transgender abomination disguised as rainbow snow cones. The truth is, Donald Trump is inevitable. Our republic will be reinstated, and Joe Biden will not destroy America. The public is awakening, and the polls explain why. To break free from mental slavery, I had to evoke the presence and the pressure of a personal friend, freedom-fighting father and patriot, a New York Lion, business owner and destroyer of fantasies, Flash, Flashy underscore News 1. Welcome, bro.
Thank you for the introduction. As always, brother, on fire, baby.
That's right. And I hear the fire in your voice, and you've been prepping for 2 weeks straight. You hit me on that Friday after Flashy Friday, last two Fridays. And now we've been building up on a lot of information, not just 3 points. We have 6 to 8 points that we need to get to discussing. So before we jump into that, tell the people, the listeners, where they can find you, how you started this amazing adventure with me, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm still over on Instagram. I'm trying to fight through my shadow ban, but I'm still there, almost at 17K. So come over, follow me, please. Trying to get to that. It's Flashy underscore News 1.
And that's right.
True Social also, Flashy underscore Truth for a backup.
That's right. Make sure you check him out at Flashy underscore News 1. And if you can't find him because he is shadow banned, being blackballed on social media, go to ParanoidRadio.com. And you'll find that he's not only featured as one of our video drops, and he does a lot of content for us, but you could also go under special guests and links, and you'll be able to see his name amongst other great collaborators. Now, Flashy for Flash underscore News One is my deep state correspondent. He's about to bring in the biggest fucking explosion that we've had in the past 30 days. On the 8th of every single month, we have been discovering through Flash that every single 8th of the month, some type of fucking psyop takes place on this country. Now, Flash, please bring it in. What the fuck is happening in Texas, dog?
Yeah, man. So, you know, we went over it again last month. You know, every single month on the 8th or right about there, really the 8th, something crazy happens, some kind of catastrophe, some kind of earthquakes or something, right? Always. On the dot, we went through all of them. So yesterday was no different, the 8th, right? Huge chemical plant exploded, just literally exploded. Nobody knows how, nobody knows what happened, but it looks an awful lot like the Ohio train derailment. The same crowd, the same, everyone has to shelter in place. Now I'm sure that's going to be poisoned air, poisoned water, right? And this has always been one of their agendas, is to really just poison us. If they can't get us out of here, right, they'll just slowly poison us. And not only that happened, four sheriffs killed themselves in their homes. Four LA sheriffs committed suicide in their home. Suicide in quotation marks, right?
Work.
It seems that. And then on that same day, what happened? Hunter Biden got a subpoena from the House GOP and James Comer. So all of those things happened on the 8th.
Oh, wait. Backdrop. Reveal. Bring this whole thing. Wait, you started way differently. Wait. Hunter Biden got subpoenaed. Mm-hmm. And then some explosion happened in Texas. And we got four fucking mysterious deaths. Shared deaths. First of all, there's you know, all fucking love to every upholder out in every fucking county, every state. Blue Lives Matter also. And the sheriffs here in LA are our fucking gang. We were discussing this behind closed fucking curtains, that the sheriffs, at least here in LA, I can testify that they do have gangs. The LAPD is one of the biggest gang organizations in LA. That is the biggest gang in LA. And they also have tattoos. And believe it or not, they are also corrupt. Not into the sense that you'll be able to see them. They still uphold the law. But they also run some fucking schemes that are mostly racist. And they might be doing some fucking trafficking of other sorts of shit. Because they also have intricate tunnels under the sheriff stations. And for the people that do not know, there's millions and millions and millions of people in LA County. Each city has a police department. But you'll have those department cities that don't have enough money for departments. And they get covered by the sheriffs. So every other five city has the sheriff's department, and they are intricately placed there. Now, this organization is wild, and we don't know what happened with these four sheriffs. However, we're going to keep on the story, but it happens consecutively, and it happens coincidentally during the subpoena. Please give us more about the subpoena, bro. What's going on?
So with Hunter, so real quick, I just want to touch on the four guys that killed themselves, the LAPD, because, you know, maybe, you know, cops kill themselves. You know what I mean? It happens. It's a very, very depressing job. But all four, the same night, and they all lived in the same area. So three were on the job, one was retired, right? Now, like you just laid out perfectly, that there are a lot of things going on in LA that there's, you know, that the police have to be a part of in order for it to even be allowed to go on. They have to have help, you know, in order to traffic these kids. You know, law enforcement has to be involved. It just does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It, for them to get away with it. And we're talking about so much money. We all know who the people that live in LA are, the worst of the worst, the rich of the rich, you know, the Hollywood glam and flame. And they've been doing this shit for God knows how long, right? So now we don't know, like you said, we don't know exactly what happened with these people, but I think it's not a far stretch to say that they probably knew some shit. Or maybe they were going to go public about some shit. Or maybe they just saw too much. You know, I mean, that's not a crazy stretch. The four in a row. Somebody made the map of where these people live with the red dots. And it literally looked like some guy just walked into this house, killed that person. You know, walked a couple miles, boom, killed that. It was like boom, 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 boom. And it was all in succession, all right after each other. So were they all talking to each other?
No.
Someone clean up crew? No. You know what I mean? So that's crazy, right? And then, you know, so then I just looked at, I saw that and I was like, holy shit, you know, obviously that's not a distraction. That actually happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They would use that to distract you from another story. But with the Hunter Biden subpoenas, I mean, listen, what a difference a speaker makes. Okay? Subpoenas have been sitting in Congress for this whole time. But
that was so fast.
The Speaker of the House has to sign off on it. Okay, yeah, so this is what we were talking about. I had a good feeling about Mike Johnson because, like I said, I was watching him for a long time.
Yeah.
He's not a big name. He's not flashy. He's not fucking – he's not tough, like a tough guy, but he's a constitutionalist, and he's not fucking playing, bro. So they got hit – so Hunter Biden got hit with a subpoena.
Hell yeah, we win.
Business partner got hit with a subpoena. Everybody gets a subpoena.
You get a subpoena. You get a subpoena. You get a subpoena.
Exactly. And this is why they're fucking. This is why they were panicking about the whole speaker shit. And the left and the media went nuts. But Mike Johnson, oh my God, he's a Christian theologist. He's all like, all this shit. And then people on our side were worried because they didn't really know about him, you know, and they just
I've seen a lot of right side you know, truthers that are like, who is this guy on TikTok? And people just, you know, they're just trying to make a name and trying to like ride the fucking the freaking algorithm wave about his name and just mention his name to get more likes and shares and shit.
You know why?
But now it happens.
People would rather be first than right. They would rather come out with something first than wait a little bit and be right. Right. So now I was just talking about what I seen myself from this guy. Right. And I like the fact that he's not always on the television talking shit, that he's not always, you know what I mean, making rah rah and all this stuff. I like that about him. Right. Mm-hmm. Because then you can't really attack him either. Mm-hmm. See, that's where they're really at. All they can attack the fact that he's a Christian. Oh my God, he's a Christian. Oh, but that's it.
That's almost criminal now. Being a Christian, it's almost criminal now. Yeah.
It really is. And he's like a real Christian. You know what I mean? Like he lives it. Bible verses, you know, somebody asked him.
He's always praying and shit. I've seen that too. Yeah.
They asked him, what's your worldview? He said, pick up a Bible and read it. That's my worldview.
Woo!
And so that, you know, and now people don't like to be religious. You know, you don't want to get involved. That's fine. But it's good to have someone in a position of power that believes in a higher power. Okay. Word. Because you don't want like someone like Kevin McCarthy.
He stays humble and below. Exactly. Yeah.
And he has his true self. He knows who he is. Kevin McCarthy was a sellout to the lobbyists. Everybody knew that. Right. Yep. So he doesn't have
he looks like a sellout. And quite frankly, you don't have to be religious or even a fucking believer or God to just pick up the Bible and use it as a guideline to live your life. Quite 100%. Honestly, he who fucking tries to be closer to God lives a better and more righteous life. This is fucking basic. I'm not a religious person, but the more I read the Bible, even for just to study and to do research, the more I try to change my mentality and do better for others. And guess what? 100%. It's been working out for me, big dog. I mean, you know?
And that's what it is, bro. And I got to respect it. And so, but I'm not just looking at what he's been saying. I'm now looking at what he's been doing, right? So one of the first things he did was he fired one of the lawyers that work for the Republicans in Congress, one of the investigative lawyers that they go to help with investigations, right? That guy was really close to Kevin McCarthy. That was Kevin McCarthy's little right-hand man. Right? The reason why it's important is because there's this company called Sequoia Capital, right? It's an investment firm that donates a shit ton of money to the leadership in both political parties to give a shit ton to Kevin McCarthy, to Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell. They give this like millions and millions of dollars, right? And everybody, it's an insider little secret. It's not even a secret. I know it. Like it's been reported that Sequoia Capital is an affiliate of the Communist Chinese Party. Okay, so now, and everybody knows it, but nobody will actually do any investigations because that's why they bought off the leadership in
because
both parties,
the money's
so they
there
won't get looked into. Okay,
fucking
so now
shit.
This tells me, so now that was the one guy that was stopped, Kevin McCarthy and his little right hand man, right? That's why they needed Kevin McCarthy to stay in that. That's why even the Democrats too, like they didn't, like McCarthy was their pick too. They just enjoyed the chaos, so they just used that for all it was worth, right? They're not going to help us in any way. But so Capital now, so he fired that guy, right? He's out of there. Now what are they going to do? They're going to go look at Sequoia Capital. Okay, so that tells me right there, that one move tells me he's not bought by the lobbyists because you wouldn't go after one of those firms. If
he's not part of the little fucking posse that gets bought out with the same fucking name like everybody else, not branded like a fucking cow. You know what?
And you can look up his net worth. He's only worth $93,000, bro. That's what you're supposed to be worth when you're working in Congress and you're making 150 grand a year.
Dog, the president, there's electricians here that work with me that make more than the United States president. They're supposed to only make $250,000 a year. This guy's making $500,000. Like, how the fuck is the leader of the free world? You see what I'm saying? And that's how do you get richer by being the president when you get out of your presidency, right? Like, this is fucking wild. Now, but now, this episode... Now, I love the fact that you touch on MAGA Mike and Magic. I like to call him Magic MAGA Mike. You brought this shit in. This is PSYOPS 2.0 because we're seeing the fucking breadcrumbs of psyops everywhere. Not only after the Israeli war fucking kickstarting, which also happened on the 7th to 8th, by the way, that's another big thing that we brought in. What are the psyops, and what the fuck triggered you to call this psyops, bro? What the fuck's popping?
So, you know, we talked about
manifestos and shit.
We talked about the main mass shooter on the last one, because this last one didn't happen yet. So, you know,
word,
even with the
word.
Main mass shooter, that was such a psyop. You know what I mean? And remember what was coming out? All that information came out, but the checks with Biden, they actually had the hardcore facts now. Mm-hmm. That came out, and that mass shooting happened, boom, that same day. Right. Mm-hmm. So then that one was crazy. Right. So then they wanted two back to back. They wanted two big ones back to back, because now they're talking about taking the guns again. Right. Mm-hmm. They needed one more. They would have got this one. So then now the second one, a lot of people didn't even hear about it because it never actually happened. So in Colorado, right, this kid, 20-year-old Spanish kid, right, he got all ready to go. He had armor head to toe. He had AK-47s, he had AR-15s, he had IED bombs. Okay, he had fucking literal bombs.
These are military grade, bro.
He got himself all ready to go. He got there in the morning. He got there before anybody else. He was in the bathroom of the amusement park in Colorado. In the bathroom, dressed head to toe in his armor, ready to fucking rip and roar. And we're not talking about some little mass shooting. This was going to be a massacre. Okay, this was going to be hundreds and hundreds of dead children, women.
How did he get all the guns in the fucking park, in the park?
Exactly, bro. None of it makes sense, bro. So then, bro, this shit almost gives me chills every time I fucking talk about this shit. So he got himself ready. He was ready to go. For whatever reason, he didn't do it. But before he shot himself, he wrote on the bathroom wall, "I am not a killer. I am not a killer," and he offed himself before he felt like he was forced to go do this. Does that sound like someone that you would write that? I am not a killer. Why would you write that? That was a message to his handlers, a middle finger to his handlers. I'm not doing it. I'm not a fucking killer. Fuck you guys. Boom. And then he offed himself. Come on, bro. That kid's a hero. I'm sorry.
Holy fuck.
That kid is a hero. Okay, because this MK Ultra mind control stuff, it's not like how it used to be. It used to be really technical with LSD and fucking lab rats and fucking all this shit. Now you got all these kids on pharmaceutical drugs, right? That's all you need. All you need is them. And then they get
triggered by frequencies and shit. Yeah, yeah.
Chat rooms. They get fucking triggered in therapies. Okay, a lot of the times when they go to these psych wards, that's where they get, because the deep state has fucking agents everywhere. A lot of times in these fucking video game chat rooms, they be getting them. On the dark web, they be getting them. It's not that hard to radicalize somebody, especially now, and especially when they're on all these fucking drugs. Okay,
Heidi last night kind of mentioned a little bit about how the people that she deals with are straight CIA mental therapists. These are psychic therapists.
Exactly.
These are people that are trained to put you in a hypnosis without even the use of drugs, and they trigger you through frequencies on words. And these things have been depicted in fucking Hollywood. There's this movie called American Ultra. I keep mentioning it. People got to go check that shit out. He gets triggered by a word. There's like few sentences that a girl says. She says it again. She says it again. And by nightfall, the dude's fucking like, boom! He's a fucking professional assassin, and people are looking for him. And like the whole government's like, he's shooting down fucking F-16s and shit with like a handgun. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's 100% true. Like, this is, 100%. And I didn't know the details of this dude in the restroom of a park, fully fucking loaded with guns and ammo. And then he kills himself.
Head to toe, armor. You were not killing this dude. This kid was
going
to
get in. How did he get in? How did he get in with all, like, it's
how did
it's,
he build bombs? How did he get all these monies for these guns? Where did he get a fucking AK-47 from? Do you know what I mean? Like all this shit. But that wasn't supposed to be talked about. So when these things happen, right, nobody ever really does a dive into the shooter, because whatever, he kills himself and, oh, we can't talk about it because we don't want to glorify his name and for people to copycat it. No, it's because you don't want us digging into the fucking kids, because once you start digging, you see a lot of crazy stuff that doesn't make any sense.
Backgrounds, like manifestos. And talking about manifestos, there was other manifestos that were found. Please let us
know about
that.
bro, almost forgot about Audrey Hale, I think her name is. Remember, everybody remembers the trans mass shooter that nobody ever fucking talks about.
The glorified transgender shooter. Right?
The hero, right? Fucking nobody ever talks about this shit. Can we just imagine if a MAGA Republican busted in to predominantly black daycare and started killing black babies?
Yeah, game over.
You think they would have hid that manifesto?
Yeah,
and it would have been leaked out.
They'll subpoena Trump for that too. Just done.
Oh, come on, bro. They would have blamed Trump for that. They would have been fucking on trial for that, for inciting fucking somebody getting killed. But what was the reason why they had to fucking hide this manifesto, right? Now people are getting their fucking accounts taken down for posting the fucking pictures of it. So the reason why they wanted to hide that is because everything she said in there is exactly what they've been teaching in schools, what you see on the fucking news, the oppressors, the white people are oppressed. She literally said, kill the crackers. Okay, I'm going to kill the crackers. Jeez. She targeted white young children with blonde hair. Okay. She said all of the things about like CRT, it was all in there, right? And LGBTQ propaganda. Oh my God. I'm going to kill them before they can kill me because they hate gay people and this and that. But all of the crazy shit that we all talk about all the time and are warning about these kids doing, and then add testosterone, puberty blockers, propaganda, TikTok, all this shit. She wasn't MK Ultra'd. You know what I'm saying? She just was MK Ultra'd by the fucking television every day.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not even like a deep state like agenda a lot of the times. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times it is. But in this case, I don't see her that she got MK Ultra. You didn't hear me say that one time. So, you know, people are like, oh my God, everything is a psyop. Well, in a way it is, but not everything's not the same either. Not everything is controlled by the government. You know, some of these things do happen organically, unfortunately. Yeah. I said about 9 out of 10 are planned by the deep state, but 1 out of 10 aren't. And the idea alone,
I want you guys to put this into contrast. Just the idea of this fucking poll going around and the interviewing 8-10 different moms, millennial moms. I'm talking about my age moms and even younger. Would you kill for your kids? And they're like, no, why would I want to kill for my kids? That's a fucking, that's a very natural psyop. And it's been happening because indoctrination through and programming through different generations of types of television and music and movies and pharmaceutical drugs and belief systems and the whole division between religion and the fucking political spheres. So you want to look at it. This is also a psyop, because if you ask me, a rugged, fucking robust person, hey, would you kill for your kid? Yeah. Why would you fucking even like don't right. second anybody that I know that's in the right mind that has been disconnected from the radio, and it's not except paranoid radio, but if you disconnect yourself from fucking television, I don't watch Netflix, dog. I don't watch none, dude. People tell me, have you seen that? Like, no, but have you heard my show? Like, you know, like, dog, all about is the truth, dog. Like, you talk to me, fool, everything to me, I'll flip it on you, like, dog. Did you know this and that is happening as well? So, like, yeah, it's like you ask a person like us. Or even our women that we, like, you know, fucking old school fucking Latina women's, like, my wife is from El Salvador, dog. She's very conservative. She just didn't know that was the word. I taught it to her, and she's like, what the fuck? Like, I don't fucking destroy anybody for my kids. Like, yo, that's what I'm saying. But like, you ask anybody that's in the US has been programmed to even say and think this way, bro. And even that's a psyop, dog.
Bro, we are literally living it, like the television, everything is at, like, MK Ultra. Kids are being MK Ultra'd in a sense by the educational system. They're putting them on these drugs, right? And not even just, not just the transgender kids, but I mean, just think about how much they are forcing this agenda of, oh, you should be taking all this pharmaceutical drugs. You should be taking testosterone, chemical castration, you know, puberty blockers. All this shit is fucking insane. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously there's a deeper agenda behind it, and they're teaching them at the same time to be revolutionaries. They're teaching them that Republicans are racist, that fucking Trump is Hitler. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, literally all this shit. So what do you think is going to happen? They want this to happen. Do you know what I'm saying? And then they go, and what do? They hide the manifesto so that we can't be proven correct about everything we do. Ideology.
Even that. I think Congress was hitting Biden with it was another. I think it was C-SPAN. I seen C-SPAN where they were talking about how now it's confirmed the Biden administration were using social media sites to cover the truth about COVID and also sway fucking voters to vote for Biden.
Like, how is this not, you know what I'm saying? But like, we have been fooled with so many different things, so many different ways. This is why it's psyops and psyops. Do you know what I mean? And like, and it's just so hard to that's the point, is to make it almost impossible for you to see the way out.
Can I be honest with you? If I die, please don't let me vote Democrat. And I know this is funny, but believe it or not,
but it's not
funny. And then also, guys, I want you guys to go ahead for all the people that you, the new voters, and the people that are listening to the show, put $500, put $500, whatever you got in your pocket, put $500 in your into an envelope and mail it to yourself. If you have confidence that those $500 are gonna come back to you, then go ahead and fucking vote, throw your ballot in there. If not, don't mail in your ballot. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because if you don't trust that, then it means the same fucking thing. The ballot is the most important piece of paper that you're gonna push out in the next 4 years, right? So yeah, bro.
and Trump has been like people. He's been bringing it up a lot, actually. Trump in all of his speeches and a couple of interviews I heard of him recently. He was on Clay and Clark. So people are asking him like, why are you so confident that they're not gonna be able to steal it this time? You know, and he said first of all, he said people don't even know the amount of evidence that I have. He was saying this. He was like, I've been waiting for. It's all about timing. See, when he releases all of this stuff during his trials, it'll be closer to the next election. And then literally it's going to lay out exactly how they did it. So it's going to be almost impossible for them to do it again while everyone's learning exactly how they did it the last time. It's going to look so ridiculous. People forget that they stopped counting votes in five of the swing states that Biden needed. For the first time in American history, they stopped counting votes and then shut it down for the night. So they found out exactly how, and this is when Trump was in a landslide. Trump was winning that whole day, right? And then at night, they stopped the counting. They've seen how many more votes they needed. And then boom, they had the ballot dump. And then as soon as they started counting again, Joe Biden had 150,000 more votes. Boom. And then that was it. So it was so obvious at the time. And everything was so crazy with COVID and all the propaganda with Trump. People were really just like, okay, whatever. Let's just be over this. Like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that was the attitude about it. A lot of, not people like us, but a lot of Americans were just so indifferent at that point because they wanted to get back to normal. They wanted to get back to, you know, let's get the adults back in charge. You know, oh, like Biden's been there a long time. You know, they had no idea what was coming. You know what I mean?
No idea.
They were trained not to pay attention.
And then January 6th happened, and then everybody was like, oh, yeah, Trump.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's what it was for. It was such a psyop for that reason, to get back to normalcy. Let's get it so crazy that they'll just be okay with.
They want normal back. And then in the middle of the highest, most fucking craziest fucking mental attack they did on everybody here in the U.S., called COVID-19. Of course we want it back to normal, dog. Everybody was just like, so fed up with this bull, dog. and you know
that,
what?
Like, that was such a strong psyop, bro. Like, it really was.
Right before Trump still won. Amazing.
Like, that's what's crazy is that, like, yo, things are about 10 times as worse as they were in 2016 when Trump beat Hillary. So you're telling me people think it's better now and they're not going to vote for him this time? Like, this is the, like, and that's why Trump is so confident. And like, we could talk about those polls too, because as soon as those polls came out, they were fucking losing their minds, because all the swing states, even in the New York Times poll that oversamples Democrats by about 6 or 7 points. So if that poll shows Trump winning by 8 points, he's really winning by 18 points. Okay, so you can't hide that anymore, right?
Word.
But the reason why they're even publishing these polls is because they're trying to get Biden out of there, but they can't yank him out of there. They're trying to put the pressure on him because Biden is such an egotistical narcissist that he would never actually just leave on his own and do what's best for the party. He's going to do what's best for him because he knows he's fucked either way. But he thinks if he stays in power, he'll be able to help him and his family.
You're thinking they want to get Biden out of office? Who are they going to put up? Michael Obama? Or who the fuck?
This is the thing, bro. See, I've been trying to think about this too, because this is why I'm so confident, because they are in such a horrible position as a party. Okay, the only reason why they won a couple fucking elections the other day was because of abortion. Okay, that shit's going to fucking run out.
Yeah.
Okay, so, and that's not a federal election. People don't really even vote in local elections. Maggot didn't turn up. But so they have put themselves in this position where they are now starting to publicly say Biden might lose, right? And the only reason why they're doing that is not all of a sudden, they've been known this, okay, but it's not, they're not all of a sudden becoming honest. They're trying to put the pressure on Biden, right? Because they want him to bow, because it would look actually a lot better if Biden just bowed out and said, you know, I'm going to do this, but I'm old, I have to take care of my health, I'm going to first, okay, and I'm going to boom, and I'm going to hand the keys over to so-and-so. That would actually be a really good move for the Democrat Party, rather than either 25th amendmenting him or just, you know, making him so embarrassed that, or impeachment, you know what I'm saying? Like that's going to happen. We could talk about that real quick too. That's definitely going to happen. So I think they're just in a horrible position. So now they're trying to put the pressure on him with all of this bad news, or, you know, now the Hunter Biden shit is flying around where, you know, with the subpoenas and the news is actually accurately reporting on it, which is crazy because they never accurately report on that. They've been reporting on the money that Joe Biden actually took.
That's right.
CNN, right? So this is all a pressure campaign to have Biden bow out.
They're never going to attack. Yeah.
I don't think Biden's going to do that, bro. Knowing the man that he is, you know, he doesn't want to let go of that. And that's really the only thing that's protecting him from being, you know, really indicted and all that is being the president, right? So I think he's talking about. I think they're going to have to kill him, bro.
Kill him.
I think he's not gonna survive.
He won't make it. I'll give him till fucking February. I'll give him till Valentine's Day.
Listen, he has sleep. Remember, they told us he has sleep apnea. He's got sleep apnea. That you can go. He's 80 something years old.
He fell asleep coming down the stairs of the plane. He fucking dies on his way out. Yeah, I believe that. I see that.
even not even conspiratorially, it's like very possible that could happen just naturally. You know what I'm saying? Like, my man is not in the best of health.
It's talking gonna be about really interesting. On the closing statement of the show, 45th president, the 45th Speaker of the House. He was supposed to be number 54. Correct me if I'm wrong. Pelosi was 52.
Yeah.
He was 52. I think 53 was McCarthy. He should have been 54, but instead of 54, he was 45. Now, I was thinking that the announcer, the person that announced him being the 45th speaker, got his numbers. How do you say he was dyslexic, and he's probably putting the 5 and the 4 up the other way around? Yeah, coincidentally. Mm-hmm. I do it all the time. I'm fucking part-time bull. I'm a part-time retarded. But look. Let's put it together here. You sent me a video that I posted, and it's still up, but it's dinged. It has a big-ass red lettering. It tells you that it's fake.
But look,
it wasn't us that said it. It was the media that said it.
Right,
Hey, he's the 45th president, 45th speaker, and now the dates. I sent you the snapshots where I was checking the dates that the girl that made the video, she said that when the Federal Reserve was adopted, that's when it restarted the count in the Speaker of the House, and it went all the way to 53 with McCarthy, and then it went back to 45 where it was originally the U.S. Republic, the United States of America, as a republic, not as a federal fucking as a banking fucking system, as a corporation.
Exactly.
And it makes a lot of fucking sense. I'm not saying that's what it is, but I'm saying
That's how they slip it in sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, like Trump says, like, we had to take a pause, meaning like he's still in power, but this is like the pause of his administration, or this is kind of my second administration, but I don't want to have all the bad shit that's happening on my record.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And then there's absolutely all that going on still, bro.
Like, devolution. You know, like, devolution.
The thing, bro. I mean, that's what we're seeing play out, you know? And then even like, and what a power move it was to get that fucking speaker out of there, bro. Like, that shit is huge. I don't know. I really keep talking about it because it's so important. Like, you know, like, he's even like, even with the money going to Israel now, he's saying that's got to come from the IRS and has to come from somewhere. More money to Ukraine, you know what I mean? So now I feel like we're getting this momentum now, like, and we're getting this big push to the election, right? And it's going to be really important to have a strong speaker in there during all that, just in case what's going to happen. And bro, I still firmly believe nothing can stop what is coming. Oh, and then just real quick, let's do a quick update about the court cases with Trump.
I mean, we talked about
trying to take him off the ballot in Colorado, right? But he's actually going. It's Colorado that's trying to take him off. Minnesota and Michigan, all three, the same exact reason for the 14th Amendment, for causing an insurrection. Okay, that's what they're trying to do. So I've been watching the Colorado one. The Minnesota one actually finished already. So this is the first one that's actually been done and completed. Now, I was keeping my eye on that because a lot of times when if you have like three similar cases and one gets figured out, and say, let's say they found Trump guilty in Minnesota, the other two judges would have been like, oh, well, yeah, that's the precedent. He was guilty in Minnesota, so we're going to find him guilty too because they looked at the same evidence and we're going to agree with that judge. But that's not what happened because Minnesota, they have a Supreme Court, a state Supreme Court. He went to the state Supreme Court. They threw that shit out, dismissed it. Done. Can't take him off. Done. Okay, so now that's going to force the other two judges to either go out on a limb and be the first one to ever do it, because it's a lot easier being the second one.
Or follow the premise and then throw it out the window.
Gotta follow the precedent. Now they throw it out. So now let's see. If they throw it out, the Supreme Courts in those states will absolutely throw it out. That shit is dead.
There's still some good people out here. There's still 100% some good people out here,
bro. There really is, bro. A lot of these judges, too, and that's why Trump always brags about appointing 300 federal judges, because he knows how important. And those judges are going to come in handy in these appeals courts. This is where he's going to win in appeals. He's going to lose these state cases, but he's going to win in appeals. So now the other one in New York, Judge Rogan, whatever the fuck his name is, that piece of shit, looks like Bernie Sanders, and Letitia James, the fraud case, they're trying to literally take his business away from him. Okay, it's
fuck
the most
that.
Ridiculous shit you ever heard of, right? And then so now But see, this all of this process, what it's really doing, it's highlighting all of the things Trump has been saying for years and years and years. How the weaponization of the government, how he can't get a fair trial, all of these things that he said is happening now, and everyone can see it. And now this case, it's almost like, bro, it's almost like a fucking Seinfeld episode or like some kind of like comedic, like fake shit. Like it really looks like a movie. Like it's so over the top ridiculous. The case, not just the case, but actually the people involved in the case, the lawyer, the judge, the judge's clerk is best friends with Chuck Schumer. Like it's just, bro, it's so ridiculous. It's like the most unethical shit anyone has ever heard of inside of a courtroom, and that's besides the case. Just like the decorum, like they're yelling at the judge, like the judge is yelling at Trump's lawyers, cutting Trump off when he was doing his testimony. Cutting him off, saying, we don't want to hear you, you didn't come here to talk. Like, bro, crazy, right? But then come to find out, the judge's wife has a fucking an anonymous Twitter account, right? But still uses her first real name. She's been trolling people that have been reporting conservative outlets. Laura Loomer, go look up Laura Loomer on Twitter. She has the whole thing. So she's been the judge's wife has been trolling this Laura Loomer. She's a popular conservative commentator, and she's been reporting on the case how ridiculous the judge is. Is that, so this person has been trolling her, saying like fuck Trump, like putting all these crazy pictures of Trump and like, you know, and like in a jail suit, saying that no matter what Trump says, he's going to jail. Come to find out, that's the judge's wife. Bro, you can't do that. You know, but you're gonna tell me that's how your wife feels, but you're a non-biased judge. Bro, this case is going to get thrown out on its fucking face. Besides the reason of the case and Mar-a-Lago being $18 million, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just because of that, of what this judge's wife did, this case will be thrown out.
They're gonna have to put some fucking pressure from using the back doors of the system. And I know that if anybody's gonna have to do it or be able to do it, has the capability, and I'm talking about, you know what I mean, some money to fucking do it, it's gonna be Trump, dog. And I know for a fact that truth will win. And now we come to the end of this amazing fucking episode, dog. What are your final thoughts? And please, Flash_News1, let them know where they can find you, bro.
Oh, bro, yeah, man, this one was fun, bro. But I just want, you know, everybody be vigilant right now, you know, like on a more serious note, because, you know, there is absolutely an agenda. The terrorist attack is absolutely coming. Okay, I don't want to be, you know, a doomer, but it is, you know, and the best thing you can do for you and your family is to be informed, be aware, stay vigilant, stay strapped if you can. And just keep your family close. Don't do anything crazy. No, you know, no concerts, no football games. No, you know, just for the next couple months, I'd say up until the new year at least. I feel like something's coming around Christmas. I hope I'm
right. It hasn't been this fucking eerie quiet where I work at. And I'm talking about, I work at LAX, dog. The traffic here is, it's the worst in the world, bro. I'm telling you right now, it's eerie quiet. So make sure you follow follow guidelines, guys. Stay safe and stay away from public areas. And if you do go out, just stay fucking strapped and always be vigilant. This is Paranoid Radio Podcast. Drop a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. This allows other people to enjoy the show as much as we enjoyed making this amazing episode. Flash_News1 could also be found on Instagram, on Truth Social, and also on ParanoidRadio.com under special guests and links. Make sure you check us out on ParanoidRadio.com. Flash_News1, my deep state correspondent. You're the fucking man. Thank you for carrying the torch, dog. Have a good one, and I'll catch you in the next Flash and Friday.
Yeah, baby.
Paranoid Radio.